fellow ink drinkers, and welcome back to the Blind Girls Book Talk podcast. My name is Aria.
And I'm Belle.
And we are two legally blind sisters who love reading and love books. And so what we've done is we've created this show in order to talk about that. We talk about a wide variety of bookish topics, and that can range from bad retellings of stories, book-to-movie adaptation comparisons, buddy reads, recent reads, bookish challenges. Really, the list does go on and on. And today what we're going to be talking about actually is just what our ideal reading habitat is. Now, of course, when you're on the go and life is crazy, most of the time this can't happen. However, if it was a perfect world and this would be kind of what you were able to read in every day, this is what our go-to would be. So, that being said, I guess the first part of it is where. Where would you want to just be located for when you're reading?
My cave in my chair.
Your chair or your bed?
My chair.
Your chair. Okay. Yes. Okay. Any reason why? Like, you just like reading sitting up or?
No, it my chair. I can sit in any shape or form that I want.
All right.
In my chair. And I'm not just conjoined to, like, laying down spread out. In my chair, I can curl up where I'm sitting upright. I can move to where I'm, like, laying on my back with my head propped up by the armrest.
Oh, my gosh.
It's my chair.
It's your chair.
It's my chair.
Well, for me, I prefer either more of, like a lounge chair. Like, you know, one of the long ones that's a little bed like, or to be in my bed. I don't know. It's where I can get the most comfy and I can kind of sprawl out and just be happy with life, the universe, and everything. And yeah, that's, I think, my probably the most ideal. Okay, so then for the next part, would you have blankets, snow blankets? Would you be by a fireplace? Would you be by a fan? Like, what would your ideal, like, temperature kind of deal?
I would be by a fireplace with a blanket. I'm sitting in your room and I have goosebumps right now. I am cold. I'm freezing and it's not even that cold.
It is not that cold.
And I have goosebumps because I am so cold. So, heck yes, I'll be by a fire in my chair that you hate.
I hate your chair.
You hate my chair.
That chair vexes me.
I love that chair.
It vexes me at every occasion.
It's a high wingback chair, English chair. Mm-mm. That was our parents. And I love that chair.
I despise it.
You hate that chair.
I hate it so much.
That's why I keep referring to it as my chair.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's your chair. No. So for me, see, my thing is, it depends on, like, the ambient temperature, because, like, if it's warm, right, I might have, like, a little bit of a blanket, and I'll end up kicking it off and not realizing it, but, like, if it's cold, you know, definitely gonna be curled up in the blanket, like, in the comfiest of comfy warm clothes with a blanket, warm fuzzy socks, like, the whole nine yards, but if it's kind of warm, I still might have like a little bit of a blanket, but like nothing too heavy though. I get warm rather easily, so
I'm always cold.
Yeah, you're always cold. I'm a little bit warmer, so I typically don't, you know, add too much, but I would rather it be cold because I can add more layers than I would prefer it to be hot. Because that just kills me on the inside. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then I think the next thing I mentioned was like snacks. Like, are you going to be having snacks?
Oh, I'm going to be having food.
You're going to be having food.
I'm going to be having food.
Are you going to be having like a full meal or like what?
Oh, no.
Most likely no. What's your ideal then?
I don't know. Because I'm a mood eater, Mm-hmm. It's going to be whatever I'm craving at the minute, but it's going to be like more snack things. So like that could range from anywhere from like Cheez-Its to M&M's to Sour Patch Kids to pickles to olives to
that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me I think there would be some snacks, but my thing is that I don't want anything that's gonna, like, I'm gonna feel like it's on my fingers.
Yeah, that's why I didn't say, like, chips or Cheetos or
anything like that. No, like, chips or anything, but maybe some, like, gummy candy.
Yeah, gummies.
Would definitely be something I would go more towards. Maybe something like a Cheez-It, but I think I'm more of, like, a sweets person. So definitely something like that would be, I think, more so what, I feel like in my like best reading experiences or best reading times, I've definitely had like a bag of like gummy bears or something like that, that I've just been like snacking on as I'm reading. And that has worked out very nicely, mm-hmm. That kind of thing. Now, drink wise,
I'm also going to have all the drinks.
All the drinks.
All the drinks.
Drink Goblin.
Yep.
Needs the drinks.
Needs the drinks. Well, I'll always have water. And that's like why I'll probably have many a drink. And most likely I'd have a cup of tea or something.
Yeah, I think I would definitely have a water because I am a drink goblin as well. I might have like a vitamin water, like just for like something with like a little flavor. And then maybe a hot chocolate.
You'd be more of a Coke Zero.
Well, yeah. I mean, depends on my mood, because I've been trying to get away from pop. I've been trying and I've been doing okay. So vitamin water has been the thing, but it would depend. Yeah, if I did a cocoa, I might do like a Coke Zero or like a Diet Dr. Pepper or something. But if I had tea, then I would probably do a vitamin water, like if I had my peach tea that I like.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't drink tea very often because I'm...
You don't drink tea ever.
I'm not a tea person.
No, that is me. I love my tea.
I'm not a tea person. Now, would you have like music or something in the background?
No.
No?
Most likely no. Mm-hmm. But if not, I'd put on like one of my like character playlists that I have on Spotify, mm-hmm. or something, mm-hmm. and like just turn it like down low. But that's if I want that.
Yeah, I think if anything, I would do like a classical music kind of deal, something like just kind of chill and just having it turned down low. I couldn't do anything with words because then I would definitely focus on the song, especially if it's a song I love. I would be singing the song. But yeah, I don't think that I would necessarily have music, although I can read with stuff going on in the background. It doesn't necessarily bother me. So that one's kind of, I don't know. For me, I'm like 50-50 on that. I think it would just depend on how I'm feeling like at that moment in time. All right. What other things that would be in your perfect ideal reading habitat?
Oh, I don't know.
Time of day. Is it daylight? Is it dark?
Dark. I would like my cave as dark as humanly possible.
You would like it as dark as humanly possible.
With my one source of light.
I think I would be more at like duskish time frame where there's still some light, but it's not like super bright. Kind of like twilight almost.
Yeah, but I'd also want it just dark so I could just have the one light and just be happy with my one light.
Well, yeah, you would. Pet or no pet?
Piper can sit by me.
Piper can sit by you. If your cat would be nice and just cuddle, then like he could stay. But if he's going to ruin my life...
Bingley is not a...
If he's going to ruin my life, then no. He cannot stay.
Yeah.
He cannot stay. In which case, I would definitely, like, have a stuffed animal or something curled up beside me to, like, snuggle with. So, yeah. But the other thing, too, for all of this is, so that's like our ideal reading habitat, right? But another part of it would be, where are some of like the crazy places that we've read? And I know it's not super crazy, but one of the things that I actually really love doing is reading in the car. I get a lot of good reading done then. And it's one of those things where it's just like, I know not a lot of people can do it. They get motion sick. And in some respects, I'm kind of glad that I don't have that problem. That's never bothered me. But I feel like I can get just, you know, if I can get in a comfortable like sitting position, I can get a lot of good reading done in the car and be very like happy with the kind of reading that I can get done there. But that's just me. Again, I don't know. So what is like some of like the craziest places where you've been able to read?
I'm just going to start naming and you can just stop me.
Okay.
Football game, baseball game.
Sporting events are a good one.
Homecoming. Prom.
Gosh darn.
I was hanging out with friends and I got sick of the conversation, so I pulled out my book. Disney.
You did read it, Disney.
I did read it, Disney.
You did read it, Disney. Mm-hmm. I did not read it, Disney.
I did.
Shockingly.
I brought a book and my Kindle to every park we went to on that trip, but I only read it, Disney. Universal, I was too. No, I did read it Universal. I read it Universal too. Yeah, I think those are the weirdest places I've read at.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, where else crazy have I read? I mean, like, when I'm getting ready for bed and stuff, like, if I'm in the shower or something, I'll have an audiobook playing sometimes. But, like, that's not, like, super crazy, I don't think. Mm-hmm. I know.
Oh, when I took a bath.
Well, yeah.
But a lot of people do that.
A lot of people do that.
Well, that's not weird.
It's not super weird. You did read at Disney. I did not. I don't think.
I read at Universal, too.
I also did have, like, my Kindle app, and I just can't remember if I, like, opened it at any point. I don't think I did.
Mm-mm. But no, I pulled out my Kindle in Universal.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Seuss Landing.
Oh, because, well, the thing was, is that, like, you were just like, I'm just going to chill. And I think I was just, like, on high alert.
You were on high alert and, like, constantly watching the time because you didn't want us to miss anything. And for me, it was just like, I'm so sick of this place.
Yeah.
On the second day there.
Yeah.
And on the first day there, you were just following me as I went everywhere, like, 5 times. Yeah, but I read at Disney. I read in the middle of the park.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read in the Be Our Guest restaurant.
Yes.
Which that was an awesome experience, but I'm a nerd, so everybody leave me be.
Yes, you did. You did do that. I did not do that, but that's okay.
No, you did not. You sat there with Beth, and you both were laughing at me.
Yeah, but again, I was very much on like high alert, just like, you know, just having to watch for everything. If you had to be on high alert, it would have, like, we would have flip-flopped. But that whole time, you were just like, meh, it's fine.
Well, I mean, we were with our parents the second time.
I know. Which I could have chilled, but I didn't chill.
No, you were watching me and laughing at me and taking pictures of me.
Oh, I had to watch all the stuff, too. That's why. There was a lot of stuff I had to do. Yeah. But yeah. Trying to think where else I read. At restaurants and stuff, I used to read at the table all the time.
Yeah.
And that's when our parents instituted the no reading at the table rule.
And then I came and blew it.
And then you blew that rule out of the water.
As I got older, they forced me to follow it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I couldn't get away with it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I've read in class. Yeah. Not in law class. Let me be clear. No. Oh, yeah. No. Not in law class.
No. Yeah. I
did read in college.
Yes. In high school, I did.
Oh, I did in high. I feel like any reader gets away with that in high school.
In high school, I did.
In college, I did.
In college, I don't think I did.
I read during a movie.
Yeah, that doesn't,
during a movie.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, we were watching something, and I was like, yeah, I'm done. And I started reading, and then they put on something else and I started actually watching the something else, and then my friends are making fun of me. They're like, she doesn't pay attention when we watch the actual movie and she reads, but when we put on this kid's cartoon, she actually starts watching. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, look, man, then, and not have my attention span.
Yep.
Zoom. I've read during Zoom meetings.
During Zoom meetings. Yeah. That doesn't surprise me. I used to read like on my lunch break, but that's not like anything.
I did that crazy last semester, but now I'm like dying.
Yeah, it's nothing crazy.
Family reunion.
Yeah, family reunion.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good time. I do that too.
We both do that. I think it's more of we're very boring people.
We are, and we're just like, if you want to talk to us, come over, but like we're not gonna.
Yeah, I've read while walking.
You can read while walking.
I can read while walking.
I cannot.
It is a lovely thing to have.
I cannot.
Most people cannot.
I cannot.
To be fair. Except I don't do it much now.
Hmm.
I do it on campus at college.
Yeah.
Like once I got on campus, or like once I got into the apartment complex in college. I don't do that here.
Yeah.
Because
I
don't have that much of a death wish.
True. I mean, any time that we've done, like, train rides or plane rides.
We read
like,
on a train.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Train, plane, bus.
Well, I mean, they
But they're not that crazy.
No. And I also get motion sick now in cars, so, like.
Yeah, you've lost your ability to read in cars.
I can sometimes. Like, it's really weird. Like, the other day, I was crocheting in the car and I was getting sick.
Weird.
Yeah, no, it's really weird. I don't understand it.
I do not get it either, because it makes no sense to me. In the slightest.
I mean, it doesn't make sense to the parentals either.
It makes sense to nobody.
No, it's nobody. Just...
I will say, though, like, you've kind of lost that ability, which is a bummer for you, but it's my one claim to fame, is, like, I've never lost the ability to, like...
Yeah, but, like, at the same time, it's actually good for me that I don't, because as a person who, like, doesn't get much sleep, like, ever, using, like, those long car rides to just
sleep
and knock out is quite useful.
Tis fair. Trying to think where else I've read. I can't think of anything, like, super crazy for me. Like, I feel like you're, like, I'm at a theme park. Or I'm at prom.
I did. We were at prom, and we were sitting there, and it was right after the girl fainted right on top of me.
Oh, my God.
And, like, they got her, like, down and stuff, and, like, the EMTs came and got her and stuff, and I just pulled out my phone and just started reading, and my best friend and my friend who was my date were just like, are you seriously reading right now? A girl literally fainted on top of you. And I was like, yeah, I'm reading. They just shook their head at me. They're like, only you.
Only you.
Only you would pull out a book right now. And I'm like, well, it's my phone.
Well, you see.
I didn't bring an actual book. I'm not that bad. If I could have convinced my date to, you know, carry my book, I would have brought my book.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll do it. But yeah, no, I think you have more of like the crazy reading stories,
yeah,
as opposed to me. Mine are all pretty like tame, but
also nobody really expects much of me versus you. People expect you to talk.
True. Yeah, I have to be the one to be like, hey, how's it going? And it's great. Oh, banquets. I've read at banquets.
I've also read at banquets.
And like dinners and stuff that we've had to go to.
That we've had to go to.
Where when I can finally get away with it. Like when I can feel like I can get away with
it. We've done a lot of that recently. Like when our dad has like dragged us to things.
Yeah. I've
read at Christmas parties.
I think I have too.
Yeah. We've read at Christmas parties.
I think I have too.
Or things like that.
Yeah, no. I mean, like...
But then again, even when we're at those things together, I can get away with reading a lot more than you can.
I know. It's very upsetting. I hate it.
No, it's just nobody expects me to talk.
Yeah. No, when I think the craziest is when I used to be like bigger into like walking and like trying to get a little bit more exercise, I would put in an audiobook like when I was doing what I was doing and like as I was walking, and I would like listen to that, and that definitely helped me. Mm-hmm. Because it was just like, I want to listen to this audiobook, but I can't just sit down and listen to it. So like, I'm just going to walk and listen to this audiobook, or I'm going to do this like little elliptical thing.
Yeah.
And that was really helpful. And eventually I need to get back into that. I'm just not there yet.
I mean, we don't really have any places to walk.
True.
The city sucks.
True.
If we were back home, I'd say walk all you want. Maybe when you're back home, you can go for some walks and take Piper.
We'll see. I'm not guaranteeing anything.
I'm just saying.
Because the outside's scary.
Back home, it's not. Here it is. Here
back home is also a little scary. It's not as scary.
I would gladly walk back home.
It's scary light. But yeah, so, I mean, I think that's about it. Our perfect reading habitat will probably very rarely, if ever, truly happen in real life. But at least we have the crazy places that we've read.
I mean,
ways that we make it work. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, it's kind of like whatever you can do to, like, make it work.
Ooh, another really crazy place that I've read.
Uh-huh.
Under my desk freshman year of college. I'd curl up into a ball under my desk and just pull in my chair so nobody could find me, and I would read there.
Oh, child, you're a time.
I create caves.
You do create caves. You create caves, and I just smile and nod.
You smile and nod at me. I'm like, I will create a cave.
You are like, I have a cave.
Yes, if I have the ability to, it's going to happen.
If I have the ability to. But yeah, no. So I think that about sums it up for this one. Is there anything else you can think of?
Not really.
Okay. So that being said, we want to thank you for coming along today as we talked about our favorite or optimum reading habitats and then different weird places that we've been able to read. Of course, if you like this episode, if you like what you've been listening to, please consider following the podcast and sharing the episode with your friends. It really would help us to grow the show, and we would truly appreciate the support those actions would give. And hey, if you want to leave a review, that would be okay too. And then what are we going to be talking about next time?
Kids shows about reading and books.
Ah, yes. That's going to be a whole thing, and we will explain it next time because it's going to be a wild time. So that being said, we'll see you guys then.
Bye. Bye.